Rabosai, we spoke about the question of Shraga Batira Mayahani. I asked you a question. Forget about Shraga Batira Mayahani. What about the fact that it's not night? Isn't it a mitzvah salayla? To me, that's such an obvious question. It's a much bigger problem than Shraga Batira Mayahani. It's the wrong time. It's like taking a lulav today. It's just not Chanukah yet. That bothered me. So the Minchas Yitzchak talks about it. Chelek Zayin Simen Memvov. Based on this kashi, he wants to suggest that maybe the mitzvah is not only by night. It doesn't have to be only by night, even though it's not night. Of course, the question becomes, all right, not night. So that means it's that the night of the next day, not the night of the previous day. The previous day is Chav Dal Kislev. So it doesn't fully answer the question. It's simply this, and as you go, right, as you go. Second, third, fourth, it's the wrong time. It doesn't help, it's not really a chobas lila. That's the question. It's hard to know. I asked the kasha. Forget the fact that Shraga Batira. I have a much bigger problem. It's not Chanukah yet. So the Minchas Yitzchak asked the kasha, and he tries to build some here. You see, it's not necessarily limited to night. So the only problem is Shraga Batira. So my question on that is, that would be true, as we'll see in a minute, the Nafkamina might be, after Alos HaShachar. Night ended Alos HaShachar. But there's still another 72 minutes or more until the sun rises. At the beginning of that period of time, it's pitch black. Can you light then? So the perspective of Shraga Batira is no problem. But perspective, it's only night, you can't light that. That Nafkamina I understand. Because there, it's Chafei Kislev. It's already the morning. But before, earlier, it's only Chav Dal Kislev. So what do you gain by saying it's not the midst of the night? But it's the midst of Chafei Kislev, it's only Chav Dalet. Yeah.
I mean, if you only allow light before it says, then, and we extend night, and we extend that night to starting Ashkia, so, you know, it couldn't also be that it extends the other way? That extends until
I'm not worried about that extension. That extension I can understand much better because it's the right calendar date. It's Chafei B'Kislev. But I'm asking the problem before. We're discussing the problem of before, lying too early. So the Mordechai says Shraga B'Tira Mayahani, and I asked Akasha, forget about Shraga B'Tira Mayahani. It's the wrong date. So if it's Ben Ashmasha some Shkia, then I can hear it, because that's a suffix. Maybe some of the Rabbanu Kula, but these we show them all the Rabbanu Tam. It's not valid, not even suffix valid until three and a half, quarter mil after the sunset. Yet they say, well, before that, the problem is Shraga Batira. The problem is not; it's only Chav Dalet Kislev on the calendar. It says Chav Dalet. The automatic calendar didn't switch to Chav Heyet. That's a bother. So after, you're right. From Alos HaShachar until Nates, you're right. That would depend on the challenge. It's a night mitzvah, or it's a whole chafei, just a Shraga Batira prevents you from doing it by day. So then you'll be okay after Alos HaShachar. But before the halachic chafei started, but there is a shita, we saw in Shulchan Aruch, plaga minchah is enough. How do you know? From Friday, right? So we said, we saw the meeting yesterday, ain't done after Mashiach. But if you look in the original source of the Beis Yosef quotes, the Aruch HaShachar, he doesn't say Shah. He doesn't be right for Friday. He says, you can make Abdullah. You can make Abdullah after Plaga Mincha. It's a Gemara Masechta, Nu in Brachas, that you can make Abdullah, and we don't do it, of course, but you can make it. Kiddush, we do it. In theory, you do Abdullah after Plaga Mincha. So you see, for some purpose, it's considered to be night already. That's a Kiddush. When you have it, you have it. You don't have it. Some extended to Megillas Esther, some extended to Tzvias HaOmer. To me, it's a Chiddush Nifla V'Noirad Mo'od. By Davening, we got it. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Marv started to plug a Mincha. David Kamarav, you should know about that. So Abdullah and Kiddush go together with Marv respectively, Friday night and Motzei Shabbos. The Vilna Gaon says you cannot let him make Kiddush on Friday night before you daven Marv. So it happens. people, I know people, they want to get an early Shabbos, but they're very strict. They would never daven Maariv unless they got to Ox. Right? No problem. The Magen Avraham says, no problem. You have to plug a mincha, make Kiddush, have a whole fancy meal for 2 hours, and then go daven Maariv. What's wrong with that? But the Vilna Gaon said, you can't do it. You can't do it. Why? So I think the lumpness is, the only reason you can get Kiddush and Avdalah, and Avdalah we don't do, but at that period of time, is because it's following the Tfilas Maariv. Tfilas Maariv you can do early because of Rabbi Yehuda. So once you're davening Maariv already, since we know that Kiddush is related to the Maariv of Friday night, we kind of Shabbos, and Abdullah is related to the Maariv of Motzei Shabbos, not the Chon Antonu, so Memela, Nigra, but Svira and Megillah and Echanek, I would never do it. Friday night's different, the Yevsha. Yeah.
I saw this very strange thing brought down in Ibn Shlomo Zalman that he said if you didn't daven Mincha on Chavdal Kislev and you lived by Plag, you should say Allah Nisim on Chavdal Nisim when you daven Mincha.
Wow. So maybe I answered my question. Maybe he holds it. Chavdal is also Usman. You know what he said? Unbelievable. A guy that made daven, he lit Plag on Mincha, called the Mechaba. We have candles already, but in daven Mincha yet. We try to avoid that. Even tomorrow, many people who never daven early on Friday, such as myself, will try to daven Mincha early because it's a minute. You don't want to daven Mincha after you already lit candles. A shtick on the tar to the sasra. Not me, get within. Shlomo Zalman took it so far as to say that once you lit Plaga Mincha, Meska Kasha. That's a freaky case. What if Shlomo Zalman Paskin every time the first day of Chanukah is on Shabbos? It happens very often. So you think of Shlomo Zalman himself, Zechetzadik Levracha, when he lit candles in Erev Chanukah, Plaga Mincha, he said, Ah, this is Mincha? Torah says he davened Mincha before. That's why he did. But Lu Yitzuya, the average Jew doesn't have this chumrah of davening Mincha early before the Hadlaka. Not he forgot. Not a Shatat Chak. A real case. A real regular case. Friday, any Friday. That'll be the first. But, yeah, even, especially the first day. He's saying, oh, this is the calendar says Chav Dal Kislev. Achilish Neflu Vanoira. It's in Shulchan Shlomo? Mincha Shlomo. Mincha Shlomo. That's what he really wrote. Shulchan just collected from himself. This is Chelek Aleph of Beis. Please let me know. This is a wild Kiddush. That would help our problem. Yeah. We ask Kash, how can you light? Not Chanukah. I guess Chanukah starts early. Chanukah starts early. They can start Plaga Mincha. Yeah. And our Plaga Mincha is really a problem. We saw the Plaga Mincha we saw in Mishnah Berurah an hour and a quarter before Seis. That's 3-4 minutes before Shkia. It's already pretty dark. I mean, the sun might be still shining deep in the west, but it's not so. An hour and a quarter before sunset? The Mamish is daylight, full daylight. Shraga Matira Mahani. And no choice. It'll be Mahani Le'achazman. Right now, Taka's not Mahani, but you can't, we're not Mechal Shabbos. So it'll be Mahani for later on.
There still needs to be enough oil for
it to last. That's what it says. It has to last half an hour after the Zman, which is Shkia or Tezi. The Cholman Disley. Fine.
Is that only because of the Gemara that Shira, or is that even because of the Shrag
of Jeremiah? Could be both, right? Both.
Does everybody hold to this Sora Shira, Shrag of Jeremiah?
I don't know. The Rishonim say it. Mr. Brewer quotes it. Those words I don't think are found in the Shulchan Aruch proper. I don't remember, you have a Shulchan Aruch in front of you. I don't think it's found in Maran Bet Yosef in the Shulchan Aruch. I don't think so. I do not think so. Okay, Rabbi Osar, let's go a little bit further. There's a Ritva. The Ritva says, Rabbi Osar, that now, you know, someone go to my desk in the office, it's probably written for someone buried under a big pile. I'm guessing. Let's open the Gemara first. Before we get to Ritz, we should open the Gemara. We gotta get this fixed, because this is becoming, you know, a handicap now. Chop out from the base. One line. Ubishas Sakana. I want to see this. That's towards the end of the narrow lines. Uvishas ha-sakona menicha ha-shulchona v'dayo. What exactly does that mean? Does that mean that Chachamim changed the mitzvah dramatically? Thank you so much. They've made a dramatic change in the mitzvah. They made a new takana. In the olden days, there was no sakana. You had a light outside. No antifs or buts. Once it's a sakana, whenever it's a sakana, Chachamim changed, made a complete change in the mitzvah. And of course, you'll have to have a psak of a security specialist. Is there a sakana? No sakana. Before Pittsburgh, after Pittsburgh, you know, you have to, is there really a sakana? Sakana is a fascist. That's what the Pashas means, no? The Rashi seems to say, Peshas HaSakana, what did Rashi say about Peshas HaSakana? No, where's the Rashi? Not here? Yeah. Parsiim Chok, right? They kill you. If it's like against their religion, right? Yom Eda. They kill you, Pashas. Sakana Mamish. But anything less than that, you can't do it. Well, I'm slow. Says the Ritva, no! Not only sakana sefashis, pshita. A mitzvah to say lo yehorek. It's obvious. Why is it obvious? I would say, of course you won't. You're not yehorek. Just don't like. Why is it pshita? If chachamim say you have to lie outside and now you can't do it, it's your putter. Why is it pshita? You have to lie inside. I don't say why is it pshita. Afilu sakana tsar or eva kavod b'tzorfas. French anti-Semitism existed in the Ritva side already. They weren't killing him, but they gave him tzaras. So Rashi says, Parsiim. So based on this, and his Ritva Shach, Moria Rav said, I assume he means the Ra'ah, Sha'osa, what's Osa 87? Shekeshenase, Ruach, Shiaf Liga Bachutz, Madliga Bifneim Bebeso. No sakana, just windy. Now in Eretz Yisrael, there's a whole contraption. You ever seen Eretz Yisrael with a contraption? Glass cases. I was just talking to my son before, he was telling me there's a little bit of wind in Eretz Yisrael now, it's so bad that there's actually a blackout. A blackout. I was on the phone. And then they were singing Moses to it. Stop. Call back on the other line. Blackout. Lightning and thunder. There's a stormy night. Masha v'ruach amar nagasha. Stormy night. Don't forget talamot there about that. But no cats even here. So I said to him, I was a shadow of Einon Rishus Shabbos. There's no lights except for the Hanukkah lights. Well, they have a Hashamas. Now I need a Shabbos. See, I don't have a Shabbos because nobody needs a Shabbos. I have electricity. Anyway. He was saying that the wind is so strong. Once a few years ago, it took him 5 minutes just to light the menorah, because the wind, they open the glass, they light it, they close the glass, and it's tough. They didn't have glasses in the Ra'ah's time. You live inside, I bet no sakana.
Isn't that a hefsek issue?
Sorry.
Isn't that a hefsek issue?
Yeah, do the best you can. You can't help it. You try. So people, they should light the menorah, the shab, whatever shamas or whatever candle they're going to use, or lighter, whatever, before they make the bracha. If you over lasiyos, you should be over the over. Obviously, if you pick up the glass and go like this, and you drain it, they know how to do it. These Israelis are experienced. They know how to do it. The Maral says as follows. The Maril, in Hilchos Chanukah. And you don't light by day because the shrag of a tear of my honey. And despite that fact, he said, you don't only have to alos hashach. What about that? We said before, Chakira. Here's the answer, Lundus. It started off with a shrag of a tira. But once, that's what my Rebbe would always say, there's the reason for the takana, and then there's the definition of the takana. The reason was shrag of a tira, but the definition was only by night, not by day. So therefore, the Maril says, even though it starts with a shrag of a tira, once alos hashach, even though right now it's pitch black, you may not like. And as far as this Ritva is concerned, as follows. It's like this. What happens if someone does not light on time? Doesn't light on time. So what does it say in the Gemara? The Loadlik Madlik. Pirish. Ara Yeshirua Bilchub, Umikan Velech, Obas mano, and the Rambam. Finish. That's it. Done. Done. Says the Bala Trumas, that's for them. They lit outside. But we light inside. You light all night. Adam with the Shachar. Well, if he pirish zeis the forest of Hikama, if that's correct, because man hazeh, listen very carefully. Listen carefully. The ilo adlik madlik b'chutz arei shaita. I'm a boss ochin and a madlik elibifnin. Whoa, Rabosai. Even in the olden days, when you're supposed to light outdoors, if you miss the time, you light indoors. Why? What do you see from this ritva? There was no new takana. Had there been a new takana which is ordained b'shas ha-sakana, there'd be no riot before sakana. That's the ritva she tells us before Hashem say. It's windy. They'll throw up words at you. Names will never harm you. They say, although that's dangerous these days. But that means that kind of pushes mamish. That these rituals are connected. Yes, sir.
I'm confused how this relates to the shashma that you do have to do.
Not for commitments, I say.
It's only
for commitments. No, I say. So he points to the Farish.
I guess
that
the
Masadi
is
the Losasi? Yeah, or the like.
Really?
Mitzvah to say Lo Yehorek, Kudisa Lekamam and Mechilton, Kabe Tfilin. Oh, yeah! It means the Raya from Mem Tesim and Aleph, since we haven't set the Shabbos, let's see it. The famous story, Elisha Bach Nafayim. That's the famous story, he quotes it. We have it in front of us, let's take a look. 1 second. What's the story over here? Maisa Elisha Bach Nafayim, Mem Tesim and Aleph. Goes to Malchus Yeromi or Rishon Gzera Yisrael Menech Tzvilin Yenakus Mocho. He put him on anyway. He went to the Shuk. He said, took him off. He said, what's this in your hand? Kanfeyona. Kanfeyona. Poshed his yodel. Ninsu Kanfeyona. Elisha Bach Nafayim. You and I can't rely on such miracles. That was the question.
If the Ritz is right,
Oh, better than that. He forgot to couldn't land on time. It's even more much than the wind. You're right. I'm just telling what the Ritva says. Your question is a good question. Good question. I mean, not that often. Not that often. Hold on a second. Slowly. So, the Brisker Rav is quoted as saying, against the Ritva, there's a new takana b'shas ha-sakana. And if it's not shas ha-sakana, you cannot be yotze in the house. Finished. That means I'm giving a psak onto the Brisker Rav. The sakana to light in New York. I don't have to give that psak. I mean, I do give it. I told them not to light outside because we live in the 29th Semitic. But sakana to push is mamash. You know, that's a hard psak to give. Maybe enough. Yeah.
You could ask a good question, which was, if you find people like Hanukkah decorations outside their house, can you really say that it's...
Number one, it could be a sakana because an anti-Semite, which is a Hanukkah decoration, I mean, it'll pull off the decoration. This is a menorah, it'll start a fire. What does this turn her over and it'll start a fire in a second? I'm just saying it's a Hanukkah decoration. I'd rather hold out the Ritva, frankly, because otherwise you're putting me in a tough spot. Tough spot.
Rabbi, what about the menorah on...
In the
Sugya,
Allah
goes
into an Uncle's
Mitzvah.
Get to that.
When he talks
about lighting inside and ringing it outside where it sounds like you're not guilty, well, it's like. That's a Pashup Shah, right? So that's right. So that the Pashup Shah, not like Ritva? Is that what you're trying to answer that Gemara? Sounds that way. Or the Ritva do with that Gemara? Or do that Gemara? Let's just say, you only can be Yotza that way if there's either too much wind, or it's after the Zman, or it's Sakana, or you know, it's not even of Eva. It's a good question. Sounds like it's Mamash Meyakov. You're right? Don't know. Interesting, I saw in the Mepharshim, Tosis and the Rosh hold like the that the quoted Inami, right? We saw the Rosh is more of a Farish, but Tosis is not sure that way too. The two Lashonis, the two argue with each other. What does it say, Rabbo say? What does it say? It says, Dilo Adlik Madlik, until that time, he Inami Lashira. And the Rosh is arguing each other. According to the first day, there's no Shir. According to the second day, you can light later. Right? Fine. So wait a second. But it says Meferish Ashatikh Leregel Ben Ashuk. That's the Brisa. If you can light later, then how can it say in the Brisa Ashatikh Leregel Ben Ashuk? Oh, it's only telling you it was Shir. Why are you phrasing in such a funny way? You follow me? The dinner is you have to light for half an hour. Because that's the amount of time it takes to clear when I should. But if you can light the half an hour at 10 o'clock at night, till 10:30, I'll light. That's the equivalent. Where do you find the thing? They found it in the Sechta Menachos. Sechta
Menachos. I'd love to show you where you can. The comment is spilling of all things.
Till when did you put on tefillin? I'm sure you pray that, but not the sugya. You don't. You don't put on tefillin this late hour. Lamed vav amen aleph. When do you make a brach on tefillin? Asher tishka chama. Rav Yaakov Omer. Asher tich leregel min hashuk. What? Tich leregel min hashuk. Why is that relevant to tefillin? The answer is it's not. So they call the siman b'yalma. Mid half an hour after shkia. So here too, they're giving a shir ashetich leregel min hashuk, not to teach you the zman according to the second notion, but the shir half an hour from 10 to 10:30 p.m. doesn't matter. Just, that's what the first to point out that based on this gemara sefta menachos.
What is it? Is that the time or that's a shir? That's a shir. How long is it with?
Okay. No, till when did you put your tefillin on? Till when?
So
what are we getting for? Yeah, no, ashetich leregel min it's no relevance. In Chanukah, it's relevant because it's Pesumanisa. The Torah is a Simon B'Yalma. Instead of saying Chati Shia, Chati Shah after Shkia, it says Tichle Regel Min Hashuk. Here too, instead of saying the Shia is a half an hour, they say it's Asher Tichle Regel Min Hashuk. That's that amount of time. You're right, it's a little bit more removed Simon, but also it's what they call a kind of a Simon B'Yalma, perhaps. And therefore, look at Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey. Tough Reish Ayin Aleph. No, Tough Reish Ayin Beis, I'm sorry. Tough Reish Ayin Beis Sif Katan Hey. What does it say? Hilchos Tzav Lidin to Hashem is Kazeh Ashir. Mishnah Berurah. Mash Vadim Hidlik Zman Ma'achash Shkiyas Lachama Yitzav Lidin Shem Lekol Kach Lachash Pilum HaShuk. You're like 10 minutes late. It's only 20 minutes. Save money. Kol Zav Lidin HaTalmud Shem Hekel Lav Mishav Abol Yidno Na Hekel Rak Lebnei Beisel Le'ola Boy Shir Ayodua Fiyaf Madik Achash Shekol Lerek HaShuk Boy Zeh Ashir. It became a Shir. Shir Kavua. Kach Hazeh. It's a Shir. Like it, you know, for sure. You know, it doesn't make that much sense. Kach tiknu. Kach tiknu. That sounds like it's a maximum, right? It's a minimum, it's also a maximum, right? The Ritva says what I would have said on my own. What the Ritva Rav seems to have said. Watch this. Ah, chetich lerego minashuk. Pirish. Mokhoi eitzim, and ikram tamadoy, and sakhla, shamachom here. ובכל מקום הדבר הזה כפי מה שהוא הוא המנג הפושט של שיעור כל זמן שהחנויות המרוקים שמן וחיות בהם פסוכוס to one of the stores open in New York City. Man, 65 put up לא מצאתי בשער המפרשם חידש זה בשיעור שצריך לרגל מן השוק תודה במקום ובמינג. The post comes to us when we do kachas yishah. Tzarechim. Ritva, but it makes the most logical sense of the Ritva. The Briska with the Edison Theater. Yeah.
I mean, what's the earliest Mefarish we would have expected to see something like this then? Like, the share of Chatzi Sha'a wasn't like fairly standard until actually like the life of the method?
I can't answer that question. Apparently, the Riff, you know it comes from the Riff, they say it comes from the Golem already. I don't know. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, there is a Hagos Maimoni. Perek Dalet, Hilchos Chanukah, Sifkot and Beis. If you have your own Rambam, you can look. Listen to this. Kevon she'ein ono madligin ela b'tfotin b'bifnim v'yein kan pirsum neis kiyim d'nei abayis im kein. Which way does it go? Kol zman she'ein b'nei abayis yishenim sorak pirsum neis Afilu ad Amon Hashach. That's what I would have said. That's what the Ritva said fundamentally. He said it depends on when the stores are open. Today it depends on how people, long people are up. So according to him, the light till midnight. I didn't follow this. Well, it's not a minute, right? As we saw before in footnote 65. Not a minute for the street, not a minute for the house. But it makes sense. Wow. That's a pretty big kiddush. And the Rambam's lashon, which you have in front of you, if you have the back. Kemo chatzi shah, O Yosef! Rambam said, what's this Rambam? So I want to say, yes, let's something. I mean, it can't be precise. I know it's the last 30 minutes. So make sure it's 30. So. To make sure it's 30 or 340. Okay, just to make sure. They want to say, no, it's all night. If that's what the stores are open, that's what the people are up. Some want to suggest. I'm not passing this way. They're very big chumra, very big kiddush. I'm just letting you know what it says in the Svar. So far, isn't it so good? So far, so good.
Okay, what would that chumra be? That have to be lit all night?
Why are you doing?
But nobody has oil that lasts.
That's a problem. If they have different menorah. In your dorm, I assume until 2 in the morning people are running around. Is that a fact?
Yeah.
2 a.m.? Am I overstating?
1:30.
1:30 for sure? I'm asking a question. I don't know the door.
Yeah.
So you light at 5 o'clock. You have to have an 8.5 hour zach.
Big cups.
Get expensive.
I guess in theory, though, it makes sense. There are new people. You're catching people all the time inside your own house, so everyone's seen it already. Why does it?
You want to say a new vart? Whoa, that's a baby. Oh, that's interesting. He wants to suggest that Pesum and Nisa have to reach the maximum number of people. But if they see it for 1 minute, good, it's enough. So therefore, when it's in the street and different people are coming by all the time, maybe in the dorm, one thing. But my own private house, my wife and I are there. We're there at 5 o'clock, we're there at 5:30, we're there at 6. We have Baruch Hashem, an empty nest. And even if you have a kid, so until the last kid comes home, and that's it. That's an interesting question. Is Pesum and Nisa for the 1 minute, or half an hour, or the more people can catch? We'll have to talk about that. That's a very important question. Yeah.
Rabbi, I'm not seeing how this is a tenable shot in the Rambam. Wouldn't it be Iker Kasher and Sefer? Because he leaves out the fact that it depends on, he just says, how much is the shear? Oh, it's 30 minutes or more. But the or more is saying, if you're in a place where there are people.
I agree with you. The Pshat is not that way, but some. Rabosai, let's go back to the Talmud Bavli. So everything we spoke about so far was about when to light and how many to light. Where to light? All we saw so far is, you know, the basic story. From the bias to the chotzer, from the chotzer to the mavi, Rashi and Tosfos. So we finish with the sugya because time is running out. So the shiur mitzvah Sunday and Monday, but still time is still running out. Let's now skip. That's what the cover ground says, skip the Daf Chav Gimel. And they're pressing questions, can I wait till Sunday? Chav Gimel Man Aleph. We'll try to leave some of the lumbdas for Sunday and Monday, but the mice we have to get to now. Okay? Says the Gemara on Daf Chav Gimel Man Aleph, about 12 lines down. Omrav Sheshes Achsanoi Chayev Ener Chanukah. Rashi. Oreach. Right? Somebody asked me a question before. I go away for Shabbos. What do I do? If you go away, you're an Oreach, right? By definition, you're a guest. So you're Chayev. Omrav Zeiro. Be'reish ki avina be'rav mishtatavta v'priti b'hadi yushpiza. Originally, when I went to someone's house, I was a guest. I gave a penny to pay for part of the oil, presumably. Busted the Nasivi, it's a son, I got married. I mean, I know. Hash, the Vadal Sirich, I don't have to do that. The Komadlik Yolai, the Gobe Soy. They like me at home. Show you. No problem. So before, Rashi, the Gobe Soy, the Basi, Olai Bishvili. So the fundamental issue over here is how does this Gemara of Rav Zera relate to Chaf Aleph and Beis Mahadrin Ner L'Cholecha B'Yechad? Was Rav Zera keep you Mahadrin? Not keep you Mahadrin? If you give a penny, is that called Mahadrin? Or Mahadrin Minah Mahadrin? If you have Mahadrin Minah Mahadrin, knocks out Mahadrin? So there is no Mahadrin at all, as Tosa suggests? Finally, there are many ways to skin this cat. It's not clear at all in the Gemara. So the presumption is Rav Zera was a good Jew and you want to do Mahadrin. But if there's Mahadrin Min Mahadrin, no one does Mahadrin anymore. That's what Tosha says. You go from 1 to 8 and there's no longer a concept of one person per more than one person per house. One person per house, 1 to 8. That's what we saw in Tosha. That's what the Rambam. Well, you have to put the Rambam, sorry for the moment. Fine. So what is a Chiddush of those four words, Achsanoi, Chayev, and Erchanaka, and the fact that Shtat of Ekfruti suffices. What's the Chiddush? What might you have thought of the world? I'll ask you a Shabbat. Not for this Gemara. You ask me a question. You're going for Shabbos. There's no Gemara. You ask on your own Svara. What would you say? What would you have said?
There's no house.
Is it
possible that there's no house, but I
think
to talk about,
you know, like, Potter! That's what I would have said. Potter! If So mitzvah chaner shul beis. I'm at home. I got a life. I'm not home. I'm potter. Or the alternative, I have no choice but to send someone to my house to light for me in my house. I have a house. I'm away for Shabbos, so I ask my next door neighbor to light in the menorah in my window if they light in his window. But potter, I have no shackles to this house. Not my house. Can't light in the street. Not my house. That's a very good habamim. Excellent. Anyone else? Any other half a meter maybe? Come on. Yeah?
If you're sleeping somewhere, it becomes your bias.
Yeah, you're a ben bias. Not that you're potter, you're chayim, and you're yotze with the balabas is lying without a penny. Those are the two habits that you will have to the Rosh and the Ran. Let's take a look at the Rosh and the Ran and see the half a meter. It's on the Ma'am Thomas if you have them with you. The Russian Perek Beis. Here we go. Simon Ches. Amrav Sheshach Snoy Chay Ben Achanika. Ve'eino Yotze Benero Shol Balabayis. Tlohavi Bechol Ishu Ubeiso. I should say is a typo. Ishu Beiso. It's not included. Right, the kids that live there, they're included automatically. A guest comes from Shabbos. Well, for a day, he's not an automatic member of the house. Not for the Gemara, he said, the same way as the son, he's not lying, the wife, he's not lying, the daughter, he's not lying. He also not lying, he's a ben bais. No. Knocks out that Havamina. Okay? That's your Havamina. The Ran, turn for the Ran, knocks out the other Havamina. Here we go. Here we are, page Chav Zayin. Omer Rav Shesh Achsanoi, the bottom of the right side in the narrow lines. Oreach, Afal Pi Shein Lo Bayis. The Lo Tema Din Nechag Din Mezuzo. The Kol Mi Shein Lo Bayis Potter Min Mezuzo. Wait a second. What's he saying? That's wrong or that's right? Someone is homeless. He's homeless. Homeless. He's in Nebuch in the street. Is he required to try to find a house in order to be able to light a mishtatef? If a person is homeless, we don't find a chiyuv to go find a house to put up a mezuzah. You have a house, you have a mezuzah. What's the avamina? You shouldn't think your potter. Kamashal what? Yechayev. Sounds like from the Rav that the Chanuk is not like mezuzah. The Mela, once you're chayev, once you're chayev, they give you a shtick, give a penny, it's good enough. But if not for the Rav, I might have said, ah, the lo tema that Ner Chanukah Rabosai. Listen carefully. Because it has a status of a mezuzah, and if I have no house, I in fact am potter. Kamash Malan, I'm not homeless. I'm eating at my friend's house, my parents' house. I'm not homeless, Chas V'Shalom. I have a home for a night. So therefore I'm chayav. But if I attack, I had no house, I'd be potter. The Ran doesn't sound that way. The Ran sounds like if you have no house, you're chayav anyway. It's not like mezuzah. Follow me? Is it like mezuzah or is it not like mezuzah?
How close do these two resemble each other? So last year, you learned the Sefta Sukkah.
That Mem Vav Mem Aleph. Then remembers what it says there. Then Bubba went out. Second, please. Tosis Mem Bubba went out. Says as follows. Haroa Neshul Chanukah Tzorach Levarich. That's a good morning here in Shabbos as well. B'shamitzvus Kon Lulav V'sukkah Lo Tekin Levarich Leroa. Only by Ner Chanukah. Why? Three reasons. One, Chaviv HaSanes. Okay. Chaviv HaSanes. Whatever that means. Sounds more hashkafic, no? Okay. Two, the Gan. Shem Sheyesh Kama B'nei Odom She'ein Lehem Batin V'ein B'yodom L'kayin HaMitzvah. No house, no mitzvah. The Tamrish Nicha, the first reason is better. Why? Lotikshi le mezuzah. How come it's not brought when you see a mezuzah? Some people have no house, they're probably a mezuzah. So Tosis holds, if you have no house, you're potter. Really? The Ran says it's the Havamina. Tosis says it's the Maskana. If no house, you're potter. That's what Avraham said. Mitzvah Chanukah, ner ish ubeiso. No bias, no chiyuv. The Ran could be read that way, but the Pashas is not that way. The lo tema mitin ner v'chanukah mitin mezuzah. The kol mishen lo bias potem and a mezuzah. Kamash lo no yachayev. If the Rosh and the Ran are correct, the fundamental chiyuv of Achsanoi is the light. It's the light. You know you have no house, as the Ran puts it. Go light anyway. They gave you a break, not to get a fruta. What was the Rosh's Havamina? Again, the Rosh Havamina was, read it again, every word counts. Back to Simperg Bey, Simin Ches, and the Rosh. See the word again. Thank you. and a yotze b'neiro shal balabayis for having mechalish ubeis. Avadi echayev. The question is only, how are you yotze? By automatically by neiro shal beis, or you have to light your own, or substitute with a prut. Bottom line of all this is, the quote that he's been showing them, get an impression, there's a fundamental obligation of chasnoi to light. Gets away with it, with a prut. Take a look in the Kitzur Piskei Rosh, by the tour. Asanoi chayev in Echanika. Ve'ein ha'yotze b'shal bala bayis. Isn't it a pellet? What did he leave out? What did he leave out? Pruta. Pay the shalom. He can chos him in a sefer. Isn't that a pellet? So in fact, when it, 1 second slow, the Tur and Siman, this is written by the Tur. The Tur and Siman, Tov Reish Ayin Zayin. Today I have the right Tur. I said the wrong one. Look how he starts off Tov Reish Ayin Zayin. Achsenoi Chayev Lahadik Mifnei Atzvo. Ve'ein Ayotu Shal Balabais. That's what we started off with the Kitzur Piskei. Here he is, Baruch Hashem. We'll be able to prove the Sheet Lo Vishtal Vimo Sagi. Stop right here. If this is correct, you get an impression, you know, Yotzei, and it's Sorak Yotzei. You can get away with it. But if you want to be a good Jew, a really good Jew, what should you do? What should you do?
Light.
That's the Mishnah Berurah says. Open the Mishnah Berurah, please. Tough Reish Ayin Zayin. Tough Reish Ayin Zayin. Aksanoi, Shemadlikin Ale Bebeso. Oh, a whole different phraseology over here in the Shulchan Aruch, Maran Bet Yosef.
What's the
no, I mean the Shulchan Aruch. Tough Reish Ayin Zayin Aleph. Aksanoi, Shemadlikin Ale Bebeso. Tzorech what? It doesn't say what it says. Chayav lahadlik. No. Tzorech lo says pruto the balabayis the shadlan yom b'shemesh on
Nechanika.
Sounds like there is no chiv to light. There's a chiv to do what? Give a pruto. Give a pruto.
Oh,
oh! Doesn't say the feresh. Mr. Bru Anderson Cotton Gimel says. Will become a com. If Yeshach Sanoi Ner, Nochon Yosel the Hadlik Biatzvo. Why? Why? So he gives a flaky answer in Sharatin. Lotes Das Mariv, Shekosav the Kayom Shaminig, the Alma Leos Menemahadrin, Ner the Cholecha, also the Choshto. So Hidlik Nechanika. Oh boy. They'll say he didn't light. No, he didn't light. He gave a penny. Who knows about what who gives who a penny? They'll say he wasn't Yotze Ma'adrin, he's a bad Jew.
He doesn't know that he's staying there.
Some of maybe people know. But one could have said a much more dramatic answer. If you look on the tour, it sounds like the real chiv is to light. That you can catch a break and give a penny, but it'd be better to light without chashad. Might not kamina. You saw about chashad. It's on the Ma'amar Kompas. No, let's go back to the Golda chashad. Where's chashad? Here we go. Chotzer sheyesh, it's gimel amar alf on the bottom. Chotzer sheyesh al shnei psachim tzricho li shtei neiros. Lo amor ne ele mishtei ruchos. Ruchachas lo tzorach. My time is shem chashado. Chashado. It says in chashad. So that's why you have to like a little chashad. Some will suspect that you did not light. Read Rashi. In the two psachim, mishem chashado, sheroa, yesova, sheha, habayitz, Choluk, It's a snare. People say it's a bum over here. This is called the halacha on the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, let's find it for a minute. I want to show you something. Tav Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Ches. Keep one hand here, please. Tar Az, and one hand. Tav Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Ches. Chotesh or Shnei Pesachim. So the halacha b'shnei and the chashad. The Beit Pesachim Beruach Echad. What's he saying over here? Double pashut. Chashad does not warrant a broker. So if you're going to follow the Mishnah Berura and light as an Achsanoi Mishay Chashad, that's the only reason you're lighting. One could argue should make a bracha. Show up the tour.
Is that only because you've already fulfilled and said the bracha though? There are two inherently very different cases.
You're 100% right. There could be cases where a different situation. You're right. He lit one place and he didn't, and then he went for went out for an hour. Someone said, "Hey, you didn't light over there." So the first bracha didn't cover it. So you light again without a bracha. Rabosai, back over here. So, here's a serious question. A person wants the light in his host's home. May he make a bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah is of small comfort. If you look in Mishnah Berurah itself, the better thing to do is to light. You should look on top. So of course you make a bracha, of course. Nothing else will have the gratzma. If you look on the bottom, in Sharatzion, not so clear. But the only explain because of Chashad. You don't make a bracha on Chashad. So the Chor depends on this fundamental Chakira. Is there a Chiyuv on the person? And therefore, there's no problem to light in this house. He can even make a bracha, the Chatchila. Well, no, not at all. The Chiyuv is on a house. Right now, he's in someone else's house. There's no chiyuv as such. The chachamim mechayiv you to mishtat debepruta, no more than that. Right, and that way you're fulfilling the mitzvah through the balabos. You're one of his bnei bayis. The pruta makes you a bnei bayis. That's what my rebbe said. That's what his great grandfather said. One second. Beis Halevi and Chumash, after the parashah of Chanukah, quoted the Rambam we saw yesterday, right? The Balabais lights one per member of the household. Take a nuclear family. Father, mother, son, and daughter. So how many candles does the father light the first night? No?
Four.
Now, he's about to light, and a guest walks in. Oh, my long-lost friend. Can I stay over? Sure. Takes another candle, puts it in the Chanukiah. And that's light five. Because now there's another Ben Bais. Oh, how do you get a kind of Ben Bais just like this? Get a prut. The prut that makes you into Ben Bais. That's the loveliness of the prut. There's no chiyuv you to lie yourself. If you lie yourself, my Rebbe says the bracha levatala. Rav Shemesh calls the nefesh around. The bracha levatala. It's not your house! You have a penny. Oh, now it's I'm a Ben Bais and the Balabas called around the lights for me. No, I never asked my Rebbe, if I give a penny, then I don't like myself. Once I give the penny, I'm a Ben Bias. So according to the Rambam, as the Beis Halevi, his great-grandfather namesake said, he lights the next one for me. We don't follow that Rambam. Everyone lights himself. So once I give the penny, I can light for myself already. I think the answer to the question should be yes, but I'm not 100% sure. Fine. So far, so good, Rabbi. No, no good. Yeah.
The Torah says that you don't even need to give a pruta, you could just light it in the person's house.
That's what it sounds like. Aksanoi chayav adaf neyaso v'neyot v'shol Miu pruta shiita lo v'shtat nedimo sagi. It's enough. The clear impression is it's better by yourself, right? Sagi means it's enough.
Or that you can be yotzeh him, alternatively, maybe you give the kruta and then light yourself.
That's how my Rebbe might tip shot. But the simple read of the Torah, I gotta be honest, is not that way.
But with the simple read, how does the Torah read the Gemara? Why did Rebbe say
that? Back to Abzair again. Yeah.
What's the oneness of the fruit that makes you ben bias? By every other kind of ben bias, the parents give to the son, the father and the mother give to the son, now he's a ben bias, he can be other with them. So why do you have to give?
Other way around.
Yeah.
It's a good question. Many say, you give a pruta, you get it, you have a chelik in the shemen. And if someone wants to say that I don't have to give him a pruta, if he gives me a chelik in the shemen without a pruta, that's also good. It's kach tiknu. Maybe in the Mishnah Berurah here too.
Isn't it a problem if the shemen, how much you give? Like, if you gave $2, then I'll buy another
money
of the shemen.
You're not really buying the shemen. That's just a chelik as such.
Can you be more to them afraid that after doing mahadra and mahadra, there's only one menorah? After they live, you give a
Look at Mishnah Berurah Gimel. Tafresh Zayin Gimel. Pruta. She ain't told the no kol chatzi otzos and eros. If we pruta sagit, I dey zeh, makne lo chelik b'shemen. Mishnah Berurah Tafresh Zayin Sif Kotten Gimel. How's a look at the Meiri? Meiri I have here. There we go. Means that you can if you want. It's kosher shot. And she shot at the bnei habayis. We say, "Yeah, I'm a pruta on the shemen." So it says. So you can't have been biased that way. So I don't give a pruta. He says to me, the host, spare yourself of the table for the, I'm machmir to you, son of the shemen. How you count it? Pruta works. Torah Mos Konos. So I'll be machmir to you. Here, pick it up. I'll give you the pick it up. You'll be kind of part of the shemen. You don't have to give a pruta either. I can't come to Shabbos. I have no money. Shabbosic. So some say that's what it also suffice. Shabura. Kwadim Balabais Maknalo Chelek Bishemin the Matana Shari. Tanikim Ishtate Vipruta. Moman Abraham Bishem Arajma. Udachora Akavana Be'echabidaki Akinyan. Flow Amir Abiyama says the Misharatin. You just can't say it, you gotta do it. So you pick it up. Fine. Now, back to my original question. How does this fit with the Mahadran? So one solution is, there is no longer a Mahadran. The Gemara came and said, there's no more Mahadran, because Tosfos, the Mahadran supplant and supersede the Mahadran. Okay. Let's go back. Let's assume that for the moment. We have to learn Rav Zeira three times. Go to each shot, we'll learn Rav Zeira again. Okay? Let's learn Rav Zeira the first way. There's no more Mahadran, because the Mahadran made Mahadran superseded it. Let's read the Gemara that way. Okay? What does the Gemara say? Rav Zeira says, Meresh, ki avina be'rav mishtatakta v'priti mahadi yushpiza. I gave a penny, not for Mahajan, there is no more Mahajan. It's to be Yotze. Why wasn't I Yotze before? Because I have no house. Did Rav Zeira have parents who lived in their home? We mentioned briefly that the question is, can a person who's learning by Beirav be yotze with his parents lighting? The Gemara would seem to say, yeah, no. He was in Beirav, he was no longer a member of his household. His only household was the Beirav, and he would stay by a shpiza, someone they hosted him. They didn't have dorms like we have fancy dorms now. They stayed in somebody's house. So that was his only house at that time. But he wasn't there completely. He was only there temporarily. He wasn't there, didn't move in totally and completely. He wasn't a ben bias completely. Said he had a pruta. Maybe they moved from place to place. You know, I don't know what it meant. Some places they used to hear for a week, there for a week. wasn't Ben Bais any particular house automatically, permanently, to give a pruta. Once he got married, his wife took care of him. I'm a hadri. There is no longer any mahadri. Doesn't exist. Because mahadri and mahadri supplanted it. That's one way of lump shot. Following? No one's following. There is no law of the mahadri. Because mahadri, min and mahadri supersede, as the Tosa said. Any case. Mahadrin is past history. There's no longer Mahadrin. Because Mahadrin bin Mahadrin supersede, as the Tosa said. Then there's no question to begin with. But there is no more Mahadrin. Follow me so far? Now let's assume not that way. There still is Mahadrin. And now the question becomes, fine. At the beginning, he was Mishtat Ibipruta, and after his wife, he stopped. So we have a nupsha if you want. Originally, even though he had a light, they lit in his home, and he still had been biased in his parents' home, he gave a pruta to fulfill the mahadrin of Ne'er L'cholechad V'yechad. And as the Beis HaLevi said, according to the Rambam, you have to light one for every aksanoi as well. Once he gets married, there's no more mahadrin. Why? Because mahadrin is ne'er ishu beso veha mahadrin. After ishu beso, there is no mahadrin for husband and wife. Ishtu kagufa. Who said so? Mr. Brewer, you saw it. It could be got it from this Gemara. If this Gemara is taking into account mahadrin, why does there stop? The Torah says he's married now. No more mahadrin. Yeah.
Rabbi just said that even when he was given the pruta, he was being yotzei the base chiyuv with his parents.
I'm suggesting that.
Why didn't his parents light an extra candle for him and fulfill the mahadrin for him in his home?
You're assuming for the moment that mahadrin is like the Rambam, that the balabais lights for all those in the house. That's your assumption.
And if you assume,
We like to assume again. Whether there are more, our meaning is within the Gemara or not, is a big question. We're going to have to talk about that if we can. This Ramah, I'm trying to talk about it today if I can, if I don't run out of time. The Ramah that we do, is that within the Gemara, or is that after the Gemara? Well, that's a possibility, but let's take a look and see it.
So, right, yeah. We'll do that. So, yeah. If it's with the Ramah, so what changed from when he was in this?
Yeah, what changed? When he was a single guy, and when he was home, he lit it. Daddy lit, and Nazir lit. Now that he's not home, so what happens? Daddy lit, and Rav Zera gives a penny.
And they lit for him? And his Oreach?
And the Oreach lit? You have to add Shemin. That's a question.
And how are you Mekayim, the Ramaz, how was Rav Zera Mekayim? Version with an Asanai. You're not lighting his own.
Because if you give a penny, that's a fulfillment of Mahadrin. Ne'er
L'cholechad V'yechad. You don't have that many candles, though. And how does that guy give a penny make another candle here? Unless the Machinami, the Baal Bais, lit another candle for him.
If you hold like the Rambam, you understand. But he's asking a question, hold the Rambam, why must I give a penny so he should light a candle for me? My father will light a candle for me at home. That's a question. It's an excellent question. Don't know. I just want to show you. I don't know. So before we go, keep one hand in Tav Resh Ayin Zayin, then go back to Tav Resh Ayin Aleph. The Mahadrin is found. The Rambam writes, Yeshom Nechol Echem Ne'abayis Yadlik. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tess, Levad me ishto de ikagufo. There is no mahadrin by ishto, about ishto. Doesn't exist. Where do you get it from? Either way, I said, there ishu beso of ishto. Veha mahadrin goes beyond that. Or I got it from our Gemara, if that's the pshat in our Gemara. Which is a little flaky. So now we come, halacha lemaisa. A person is a guest at someone's house. So there are three possibilities. At least. He's a bachur, right? He's single. He's married. His wife is home. He's married. His wife is not home. all three possibilities obviously exist. If he's single, so the question becomes, maybe he's Potter and Ganson because his father lights for him. I have Zera. Aram Zera's father didn't like him. He didn't have a father. His father wasn't home. Many possibilities exist. So he has to do something, either make you a dinner or for a mahadrin, to give a penny. You want to light yourself? It's a little risky. Because my rabbi said, you can't light yourself. It's a bracha levatal. The Shibur didn't say beferish vaker, because in the Bible he talks about chashad. Okay. So what's the best thing to do? Give a penny. You have nothing to lose. Give a penny. Zichah yotze, mafurish in the Gemara. If you want to be a good Jew, maybe a penny yotze, you only yotze ikar adin, because they didn't have any mahadrin, because it was superseded by mahadrin, many mahadrin, but for us that we do, see not mahadrin. So light, but it's a shah brachah levatala. So what do you do? So you do what the Mishnah Brewer says later on. Sifkatan tes zayin. He's worried about the married man. The married man. Take a look in the Tezayin. Yesh min ha-poskim she-sovin. Achei de-chazal patru or de-adlokas ishto. Lo kol kemine lo ma'ini rotsa l'tez b'shol ishti. V'yadik v'lo brocho. Mishnah Brewer Tezayin. Tofresh ayin zayin Tezayin. Yotsu, will you like it or not? Says the Mishnah Brura, he can't stop the people who followed him by the Mekilin. Tov Yosef, by the little Chav Zion, the Sharatian, Lahadel Lishmoa Brogos Nipi Acher, Viana Ome, Viachav and Lassus Behen, Viadik Nerosa. Stop right there. That's the best thing to do. That's the best thing to do. That's what you should do. Set up a menorah next to the Balabos, and to Ome this Brocha, and light. If you ask me, what else should you do? Give a penny. Yeah.
How did the Torah understand why Rabbi Zera gave a penny if he could have just lit his own menorah? Is there enough candles?
Could he? Couldn't afford it. Did enough candles with it? Possible. Possible. Okay. But now, Rabbi Osai, I already told you about the Galia Masechta, that he understood the Rambam had brachos levatala by the millions, and I read to you the Tshuvas Rambam as it's quoted in the Maksa Shekel from the Avud Raham, which is probably a misquote. I implied it yesterday. The original Rambam doesn't quite say that, but don't make believe we don't know about that. We'll follow the Maksa Shekel, the Avud Raham. You make a brach on Hidumitz. Fine, but it's a problem. Ish v'ishto, there is no Hidumitzvah. We just saw it. So if your wife lit for you, then there's no way you're going to make a bracha. If you're a bacher, you can make a bracha, presumably, because you make a bracha on mahadrin. But if it's your wife lit, you can't do that. So Mishnah Brura Pasen told me, you can't do it. The obvious question is, why can't you have kavanah shel alotzes? Kiveger says, have kavanah shel alotzes. No problem. Take a look at Mishnah Brura Tezvav. He wrote to the Achmer. A guy is in a place where he's out of the house, his wife lit at home, and there's no Yidin around. Nobody there. If you want, you can light. Ki uchayav liras aneris, anuchiv ariyah, anuchiv ariyah. Unbelievable. Anuchiv ariyah. Mishnah Brura has a problem in Yudalit. The Tafresh Ayin Vav Siv Gimel, he says, there's no bracha on Riyah. What happened over there? Tafresh Ayin Vav Siv Gimel, there's no bracha on Riyah. Mishalo Hidlik, we have also the Hadlik, also Laila. Kamehma Dikin Al Basov Beso, Sharon Echanak, and the Varach Chas Nisim, etc. What does it say? Kamehma Dikin Al Beso. Vav. Yesh Posim Basavri. Still, you should make a bracha. It's not kedai. It's not a bracha slahakel. So it's a sira. You make a bracha. You don't make a bracha. That's what the Mishnah Berurah wrestles with over here in Tafresh Ayin Zayin. So said. Perhaps it's a machlokas. Anyway, don't make a bracha. LMK, the last few words on page 292. As Ramar writes afterwards. What did Ramar write afterwards? The male is commissioned brachal of Atola. Came to the road to listen to the Adlokos. Adlokos, a chayav, kachi of Adlok alay. Against the other poskin. Who are the poskin? Quoted from the Marsh in Sukkot and Chafei and Sheratim. Beis Yosef, Marashal, Pri Chodosh, way, three giants. All of the brachal of Atola. You want to take a chance on the brachal of Atola? Who want to take a chance? I don't want to take a chance. This is very important, Rabbi Osai. This means that there's a husband and wife in the house, they're both home, that if they both make a bracha, one of them is levatola. I guess the second one in. If it's ladies first, his bracha is levatola. And if he's first, her bracha is levatola. And that's what it says. If they both want a life, which is against the Mishnah Berurah, there's no such thing as a hidur b'al v'yishta, at least only one should make a bracha. That's what comes out. Yes, there are those who disagree, but Mishnah Berurah says, don't make a bracha. It's too dangerous. Shav bracha levatala. Anyone follow me? What? Could be the briskets have a different sheet. But that's what I'm saying with Mishnah Berurah. Yeah.
Why doesn't Kavanah Shalom like
this? The question, why doesn't it work? Why does it not work? No, give me an answer. No, so
if
what?
There's no chiyuv, like you did it. If chiyuv was gone, somebody else did the mitzvah. And like,
if you assume that mitzvah is Chanukah and there issue beso, so you can't have kavanah lo latzeis. I'll give you an example. There's a mezuzah on the door. I like mitzvahs. Every day I put on a new mezuzah. Doesn't work. I'll kavanah not to be onto this mezuzah. That's ridiculous. There's a mezuzah, I live in a house, I'm Yotze, like it or not. It's a tremendous problem for children. It's a simple answer for children. You make a bracha mahadrin. But for husband and wife, it doesn't work. Because no mahadrin, you saw it, we read it in Mishnah Berurah. Yeah?
Could it be like Machshava can't be Rabata
or Maisa? No, I thought the reason. I can hear Rabbo say, who was in the shul this morning? Raise your hand. The Chazal Asher Kishanu Mitzosav Tzivanu Likro Asahala. Correct. The answer Amen. Correct. What do you do right after that? When you're on bracha, bracha levatola. What's the answer? It's obvious. You don't have to say it beferish. Obviously, you have to come on a shalalot. The Rabbi is the one to say along with the Chazal because he's afraid people with the Amen against it, with the Rambam, whatever. But that's brisker stuff. But the whole world does it the way I just described it. So here too. So the Birkei Yosef answers, doesn't work over here. There's the Chobas HaBayis. Others may hold. No, it's a Chobas HaGavra. I want to say a big Kiddush. The Ramah says it over here in Sif Gimel. Why didn't he say it earlier in Sif Aleph? Haksanoi, Shemadding of the Vesel, Sorolas, the Prutha, the Balabai, Shalimu. Etc. What's the implication? That if you leak a beso, you can't do anything. All of a sudden, the Siv Gimli wakes up. And a following suggestion. You know what the Chiyav Gavra is? If there's a Chiyav Gavra, look at the Lashon of the Ramah. Ki Chayav, what's the next word after the word Chayav? Liros Haneros. That's the Chiddush of the Ramah. The Chovas has Lokos, a Chova on the bias. Neros Ubeso. It's a separate and distinct mitzvah, chiv even, of liras and eras, that of course a chovas gadra. You only see with your own eyes. You can't see for me. I can say something light for me. You can't see for me. Chovas aguf, if you will. You can't put on tefillin for me. If there is tefillin to say. So that's pshat. Once you come on to a clear of liras and eras, for that you can have a look. Come on, a shlulot says, and the mashal will say there ain't no such chiyuv. Who ever heard chiyuv? You ever hear a chiyuv like that? Liras and eras. There's no such chiyuv as liras. Yeah, it's a nice idea. Pesumanis is very nice, but it doesn't warrant its own bracha. This is my point of view, that in a happy family, the husband lights the Hanukkah and the wife does not light. The Furusha Mishnah Berurah, there's no Mahadrin, and I'm afraid of bracha levatolah if she wants to light. Yeah.
I'm not sure why my mom just doesn't write about makshava being about the. I said, don't we have that in the Gemara, like when you bring the machavati of kavana? But your maisa shows that you're doing a different, that you're doing that mitzvah. You can't have kavana that I'm not trying to be a citizen. So same thing here. If you make a bracha on a chilas matzah with kavana not to be yotz, and then you get the matzah, we ignore your kavana shalolot. So the definition of the mitzvah is nevi shavei. So if you're doing that maisa, your kavana shalolot doesn't work because.
I hear what you're saying, but that's a love the Shavar. My word is simpler. There's no mahadrin, so it's a mitzvah bias. So you're stuck. For this reason, in my house, my son's lit, you know, all the years. My daughters, I asked my daughters to stop lighting when they became bas mitzvah. So paradoxical. Usually, the first chayav after bas mitzvah. My 3-year-old love to light. Oh, they say the brachas with gusto. When they turn 12, I said, please stop. Stop. Why stop? I'm aware of too many cases where a girl lit straight from age 3 to age 23, and she gets married, and she asks, what should she do? I said, you can't lie anymore. Or she can't make a bracha anymore. Oy vey. Mala bakodesh v'lova reading. I was at such a high level. I got married. I went to marriage. It's nisuin. It's kedushin. I went to higher, and more holy. Now you're taking away my mitzvah from me. So I say, okay. Tell your husband you want a light instead of him. Whoa. Now you're talking about Shalom Bayit's problems. So they still stay back there. Okay, honey, you light Ner Chanukah. I'll light Ner Shabbos from now on. The deal. Shalom Bayit's problems. So that's how we solve the Shalom Bayit's problems. I will tell you though, when my daughters left the house to go to the Chola, to Sturm, and they went into school, then they did like it. That's no problem. It's a different story. That's out. They're out of the house. You know, they're single. There's nothing to do with. Doesn't simulate what's going to happen when they get married, be with their husbands. That's fine. Two of my daughters were not zeichet to get the MRS before their BA and then Stern College for Women. One was. So they came back home and they stopped lighting again. It was like to the MRS and it wasn't the arena. Yeah.
So did Rebbe light for them to get the right number of candles?
No, of course not.
So what happened to them, to the Nebias thing? To the Madre?
So there is a word that women don't light. That's quoted over here, a different word. But when it comes to Mahadrin, although in theory it seems to me that a Pashat, women should really light. That's why, if not for this consideration, I'll tell my daughters they should light. When they're out of the house, I told them they should light. However, the minig evolved that women don't light. Not just the married women. Klal women don't light. So I'm not finding it over here. I'll tell you where I find it. See, I was going to talk about this next week. But I'll show you right now for a minute. In Tafresh Ayin Hey. Tafresh Ayin Hey. Isha Bavlekas Nechanaka. Siv Gimel. First white line on page 288. Read it together. I am with Shuvas all the Shmuels in the Kufay to the Dan Shemadlik and Kolecha Bifnei Atzmo. The Komakom, Isha Eina Tzricho Lahadlik. Stop. Stop right here. Yes, Mekasha, what happened to the Mahajan? The Mishnah says, no Mahajan for women. I, before Bas Mitzvah, they lived, but they like polite. I'll take it away from them. I wouldn't take it away from them later either, except for what I, the consideration which I just described to you. That there are women who, you know, we live in an age of, you know, egalitarianism and feminism and all kinds of things. It's dangerous. Of course, if they want, no one's going to stop them, right? Svan Garama, you can break. We'll get to that next week. Atka. Any questions before I go on? No questions. Okay.
Would Rebbe suggest if one had already started that their wife was fighting that they should tell them not to now?
I don't tell you, I'm going to tell you what, I don't get involved in Shalom Bayis. It's a Shalom Bayis show.
If it's not
a Shalom Bayis
issue.
Not a Shalom Bayis issue. We've said it fair. It says, no Mahajan, Klor. A Shalom Bracha of Atollah, it certainly is. Fly without a Bracha, I can't stop them. Fly with a Bracha, even though some briskers may do it, I would stop them. I said, yeah, that's your, if you're a brisker, you have other Zachen. We're regular Jews. So the Mr. Brewer says, it's a Shalom Bracha of Atollah. I wouldn't take a chance on that.
For people who did do that, when they come to the Mishtate, can the husband be Mishtate for both, or do they both need to be Mishtate?
Very good question. Excellent question. Now they're going away for Shabbos. So what do you do? So the best thing to do, I told you, give a pruta. That really covers your Mikra Adin. You want a light in addition, the best thing to do is, now here, the whole family, when the husband and wife all went away to the in-law, to the parents, is to give a pruta, have him set up a menorah next to you, listen to the balabas light, answer amen, and light yourself. You covered all the bases. You only need two prutas. One pruta is enough. Yeah?
If you're going to parents of the in-laws, at what point do you lose your status as a ben bias by your own parents?
When you get married.
So even if you're a bachur
in yeshiva, you're... Al kein yazov ish es ove ves imo v'davach v'ishtam. You leave when you get married. That's my opinion. Yeshiva bachurim? The big machlokes, what their status is. It could be Rabbi Zeira, or the Yeshiva Bacha, and he no longer was a member of his household. We spoke that possibility before. That's what many Sfarim say today. A person goes to Yeshiva, he's no longer a member of his household, he's not Yotze with his parents' line. That's what the Shevet Alevi says. And the so that's what should emerge. That's what should emerge. He's not Yotze with his parents at all. That would be crazy chumrah if you ask me.
Isn't the problem
then
by the
Sfarim that they rely on? Sfarim is fakert. Rabbi Vajda Paskins, till you're married, you're a member of your house, even if you are in the yeshiva. You have a das. And that's what I hold. I once had an argument with another Rosh Hashiva about this. I said, a machlek is not a machlek, it's a nukos chanukah. Not at all. It's a machlek, it's a nukos yeshiva bach. This Rosh Hashiva thinks a boy joins the yeshiva, he's 13 years old. He left the house. Now he lives in the yeshiva. They let him home when he wants. Okay, gets off every which gets off Shabbos Chanukah. Usually, I think every yeshiva is off for Shabbos Chanukah. He's going out. He's leaving his home, like a married person goes to his parents. And this single boy is 13, goes to his parents. Same thing. That's what they're saying. I'm a Rabbi Vajra fan. So you get married, you're still at your parents' house. Well, Araya, come home whenever you want. There's always a warm meal and there's a pillow and a blanket. And no one ever said you can't come home.
They're paying for you for everywhere you're going.
They're paying for you. Also true. That's also true. Yeah.
Shouldn't the main factor be the financial
element? I think that's certainly very important. Yeah. But I do believe once a person gets married, even though he has zero income, he's exclusively supported by his parents, I think he's still not a ben bayis. He has his own apartment. The parents pay for the apartment. They pay the rent. But still, I think he's independent. Get married. How can Yazid Ishid Abba Vesima? He left. Hold on a second.
If everything is a matter to not make a bracha, if Vishya Bachar goes home, it's going to be choshish for the people think that he's not.
No! I think I'm a Vajra is right. Come on. I'm not choshish for anything. I mean, someone wants to be choshish. He wants to do it, but I
think it's fine to rely on
You guys are very wealthy people. You have two homes. You have a home here in the dorm. You have a home in your parents' house. You have two homes. You can buy in either home. You don't buy both homes. No chashad these days. You light one home, pick, take a chick. Let's say, am I going home tonight? All the way home. When are you leaving?
8 o'clock.
You have two choices. You can light at 5 o'clock here in the dorm, which I recommend. That's your home. You've been there for 3 months, 3 years. It's your home. Doesn't matter, you ask me that night. It's your home, Kavua. Since August, it's your home. Now we're holding it in December. It's your home. You have another home in Chicago. They'll let you whenever you want to come. So you have two. You can light up at 11 o'clock at night, two, Chicago. But I recommend you light here. Unless your mother wants to light there. That's shown by your mother. That's a different story.
How did that affect Moshe Shabbos when
In my humble opinion, a couple that goes away for Shabbos and going home Moshe Shabbos, I don't care when Moshe Shabbos, they're not sleeping there, they should not light there. When they get home, I don't care how late it is. If Shlomo Zalman has a chiddush, maybe not as big as your chiddush, but Shlomo Zalman, if you go away for Shabbos, you can still light there Moshe Shabbos. It's still your house. Even you're going to sleep somewhere else. I don't understand that.
If you're going, let's say you're not going back home,
spending
Shabbos by in-laws,
and you go home Sunday morning.
Parents.
Oh, Shabbos at the in-laws and
at the parents.
So you got to light by the parents and Motzei Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Whenever you get there, I don't care how late it is. Yeah.
So it goes by when you're not in your kavua place. It goes by where you're sleeping that night.
Kain there. That's this gemara. Achsanoi. Where you're sleeping that night. That's how I understand it.
Quick, go back
to the case when a couple goes away for Shabbos. Right.
Why do you need two prutas? Because one pruta doesn't make it your
bias,
so it's not near
each prutas. It seems to me, this is no mahadrin, right? No mahadrin. So if the husband or the wife gives a pruta, so that takes care of their obligation. Okay, literally, I hear two prutas. I never heard of two prutas.
Would have been giving less than a pruta.
It's a good question. A penny is not a pruta these days, by the way. A penny is less than a pruta. You have to give 2 cents.
So
you start saving up. Not 2 cents for husband and wife.
So
2 cents for the pruta.
If you're giving it for two people, then isn't that like each of them giving less than a pruta?
I'm suggesting that the two people are ishka kagufa. That's the dosh of the Mishnah Berurah. But the purpose of this mitzvah, they want.
Even though they usually like separately.
I don't get around such cases. Yeah.
So then, if they stay home for Shabbos and then they go somewhere else for Moshe Shabbos, they should light.
And they're sleeping somewhere else for Moshe Shabbos?
Yeah.
Light when they get to them. No, they can light in the house.
They're in their house.
No, they can. That's like it's like Jacob. They can light in the house. That's the kavua of the house. So I'd recommend.
The whole thing of sleeping there is only if you're going to someone else's house.
Right. If you're in your own house, you can always light in your own house if it's the fun of your own house. Now, what happens is halacha lemaisa. A person is not married, his parents light, or a spouse lights, but it's a different time zone. Let's say, to make it more dramatic, the person is an Israeli, and he's a Talmud in our yeshiva. Can it be Yotze, assuming the Bavaj is right, you've been biased, when your father lights? The problem is, when your father lights, it's 10 o'clock in the morning here. Talk about Shraga Batira. It's not even close to Chanuk. In my humble opinion, Yotze. Why? You know why already? Nerish Abeso. Chima the Bias. I'm a member of that household. They lit at appropriate time. I'm Yotze automatically. You know, right now for me, it's tough, not 6 hours. Not everyone agrees with me.
Can you go the other way?
The other way is easier. The other way is easier because if you're in Israel, the parents are in America, when they light at 5 o'clock, it's midnight. So it's easy. That's why I gave it the other way. It's more dramatic. So there's much more to be said, but I want to give you the preview for Sunday's year. The preview, okay?
This. Well, what if the last day of Hanukkah, when the parents are in America, so Hanukkah is over, and your parents haven't lit yet?
Last day of Hanukkah.
So Hanukkah is over in Yisrael, and his parents haven't even lit for the last day.
Not over.
No,
this coming Sunday night. Not over. When the parents light at 5 p.m. Sunday night, it's 12 midnight, still Hanukkah. And then the first line on page 288 is such a tremendously problematic line. It's so problematic, I can't even begin to tell you. I'll give you a whole Shabbat to think about it. Oh, I wrote about Makomas for Seder. You wanted that Seder. I don't know if you saw him yet. I wrote him up. So I gave it. You either type it and send it to you, or you get my scroll. B'shas Atzchak. It's done already. I did it last night. You asked me once on Thursday. I try to keep my word. This line: the Didan Isha Ain Atzricha LaHadik to have in Rak Tfelus LaNoshin. Pim Rotsas LaHadik Mevorachos. Why? Tavik Hashamitzus Hasayshes Man Gerama Tiacholos Levorach. What? What is going on with this line? It's one of the most difficult lines in all of Hilchos Chanukah. And that Chav Gimel Amanav, the Gemara is as follows. Look. 10th line.
What did
I read the Mishnah Berurah in Tav Resh Ayin Hei. First wide line on page 288. Shum is Ola Shmur. Remember the 10th line of Chav Gimel Amanav. Hidlika Chere Shota Vekot and Loas of Loklum. Isha Vare Madlika. Number Meshul Ben Levi, Noshim Chavos Aner Chanukah, Shafin Hoya be also Aneis. How can the Mishnah Berurah say that the reason a woman can lie to make a bracha is the same as any other mitzvah cessation as Man Gerama? Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it's a Mefurash Gemara that it's not Man Gerama, that it overcomes Man Gerama. Why? Shafin Hoya be also Aneis. Rebbeinu, are you familiar with any two other places in Shas where it says this? Where it breaks the rule? Anybody know? Where? Megillah? Abba Kossos. What are you going to tell me? A woman is tfeilos lanoshim? What does that mean? This is a bombshell kasha. Everybody understand the question? What's Mishnah Berurah telling us that she will also mahazin because she's secondary to the men because it's man gerama? What is it, Sephardi? As you probably are aware, Sephardi would never make a bracha women on Zman Gerama. Rabbi just screams in the Beis Yaakov, don't you take them away from our customs. They don't make a bracha not on lulav, and not on shofar, and not on sukkah, and none. So they shouldn't make it on their Chanukah either, according to this Mishnah Berurah. Yeah.
Maybe Rebbe taking the kish sharma just too literally, not saying that it is that example. It's just a case where they're putter and they can do it anyway. Just like.
But why are they putter? It says they're chayiv. Before Shulchan Aruch. Noshim chayovos b'ner Chanukah. Chayovos, I know what that is. Wait, the Chayovos. What's it doing to my grandma?
So
Chayovos.
Because the men in the household are lighting. But had they been single, then there would be. In a case when the men in the house are lighting, that is enough for their Chayovos. So that Pater is there. So also the Afin Chayovos are means their Pater from the men in the household. But if they want to do it on their own, then they can.
They're part of the. Everyone's part of the. Men and women are part of the. Only one person does. So she, by men also should say the same thing. But I don't think it reads straight. Okay. Okay, so I'm out of time. I like to end on time. I was yoytzeh the Chumash at the Chagiga yesterday, so that's why I didn't talk about Chumash this week. Yeah, next week we will. I want to wish you all a wonderful Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, the same Shir, 9:30 on Sunday. Hope everyone was here in town to make it. And that's a makeup, even though it's officially on the calendar of no Shia. I missed one Sunday because of an unfortunate circumstance with the Levaya. It's a makeup Shia. Okay? And then Monday is Ner Chanukah again. Tuesday we start Seder. Olechas Seder is Saturday. Yeah.